Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network. It's time for your afternoon wrap-up. We'll have all the complete market details for you coming up after this. Stick with us.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Many producers grow the same crops year after year because there appears to be no other options. Well, Sesico has been providing a solution to this problem for 37 years by developing sesame varieties and production practices that will work on your farm. Sesico is currently offering double crop contracts to producers in Oklahoma and North Texas. Contracts are offered on an acre basis with conveniently located seed dealers and delivery points. To see if sesame will work for you, contact Jared Johnson at 405-531-7840.
Well, renewed buyer support quickly stepped into the cattle complex with traders focused on the renewed pressure in the corn market following today's USDA report. The focus on larger planted acres and larger than expected corn stocks created a quick market reaction in all corn futures. Cattle futures took advantage of the eroding corn market, although volume levels across the livestock market remained fairly light. The reaction by feeder cattle futures gained additional market support after corn prices posted sharp losses at the end of the day, sparking some firm support through the live cattle market. Even though trade volume remained fairly light across the feeder cattle complex, strong triple-digit gains developed following the release of the USDA crop report. Grain futures finished a little higher in light of the USDA's grain stocks and acreage reports posted today, although this report is shaping up to be more or less a sideshow for a market that has already absorbed its fair share of bearish news this week. Outside markets flattened, though, as investors began to leave safe havens like the dollar, shedding their fears from last week's Brexit vote. In corn, prices strengthened some this afternoon in Europe as they attempted to hold on to small overnight gains while the market hovered just above last week's low spike. Wheat finished higher today as the market attempted to steady itself in recovery from yesterday's break by winter wheat futures that fell to new contract lows. All in all, wheat fundamentals still look limited, but rallies in spring planted crops could help. Weak demand isn't believed will change without any major problems in other growing regions. Soybeans ended a little higher today as they continued to try and break from their downtrend that's been happening since they established mid-month highs. Export sales, though, landed close to 50 million bushels, with a mixture of old and new crop business keeping demand notions good. That's a look at your markets, and for the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Carson Horn.